Hey, kiddo, how was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, D in Illinois pledges 100. D in Illinois pledges 100. Now, Craig just came in here and told me, if you're going to donate by credit card, you have to have an email. What? That's cruel. What about all these people that have credit cards but no emails? What do you say about that, Craig? Okay. All right. Okay, he said it's a PayPal thing. Always passing the blame, huh? Well, all right. Okay.
I still write checks. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like to do. I like to write checks, and I even like to pay in cash. He still takes that in some places.
Yeah, we use that a lot in Missouri. Hey, I wanted to throw something in earlier. I was talking about this drag queen story hour at Oklahoma University. Well, this is happening at colleges all across the country. This drag queen thing is spreading like wildfire. And what they've done, and this will help people understand, is one drag queen does a story, a crayon story, about a blue crayon who is mistakenly labeled by the doctor as the crayon was born as red. And the story is used as an allegory for transgenderism. And this is how they normalize this stuff to 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds. This poor blue crayon was labeled as a red by some, you know, horrible doctor when he was born and put into the crayon box. I mean, it sounds silly to an adult, but this is how they're getting through to the children at that age, and that is those younger ages are so susceptible when they implant things like that. Maybe I was put, you know, the doctors picked me wrong. Maybe I was a red crayon, you know. This is the kind of thing that they're doing, and I'm looking at, I've got a pile of stories of people that are coming out now and telling they had to transition back. They had to, can't think of it. But in detransition, and there are several of women have come out in an article in Substack by Susie Weiss, and they were talking about how they were having mental issues at school, and they were ignored until somebody mentioned, you know, this transition and transgender. And one woman said, as soon as I said I was trans, well, I got all the help I needed, all hands on deck. But when I just said I was having these identity issues and mental problems, nobody helped me. And
you're talking about what another woman said. You're not talking about what you said, right?
No. These are these women that were and wrote that article on Substack.
Okay, so then,
and
wait a minute. Tell us, we need to know something. What color crayon would you be?
I'm red, white, and blue, through and through.
So you're three crayons. So are you what you call a trans crayon?
No, I'm a patriotic crayon. If I had to be a crayon, which I'm not.
All right.
And I think you better stick to your day job, and don't hit the comedy club circuit, because I think you'd starve to death.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Don't encourage him, for crying out loud, Peter. Please don't encourage him.
Well, do you think people are starting to wake up, the parents, with this whole trans thing and the damage that's been so? We've done so many articles on the damage that's done to children.
Oh, yeah.
The damage, you know, here you take, first of all, wearing these masks. You know, you put these masks on these 5- and 6-year-olds, and, you know, they can't tell. The way you identify people and identify their feelings is by their facial expressions. So these kids can't tell if you're smiling when you're talking to them or if you're frowning when you're talking to them. Yeah. So this has a psychological effect on these children. And it's like, I got to cover my face. Well, why am I that ugly or something? I have to cover. Why are we all covering our faces? And then you talk about being confused. Listen, when I was a kid in grade school, if a teacher would have said that, are you sure you're a boy maybe you're a girl in a boy's body. If they would have said something like that, that teacher would have been fired on the spot, okay, and probably, you know, examined for mental illness or some kind of thing. But today, and it's about destroying, the hearts and the minds of the children, we have an extremely wicked enemy there.
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of these people that have transitioned that wish they hadn't. They call their treatment hideous, barbaric. They're saying what they're doing to the children, child abuse, and they're doing damage that's irreversible. These are people that have gone through this, and they're actually even calling it cultural Marxism. They're waking up and seeing what it is, this cultural Marxism, where they're bringing all these weird things to destroy the children, destroy the family, destroy the faith, so they can have the government control. And I'm looking at a list, there are probably a dozen people, and one of the things they said, a lot of the times the news agencies and news people would not listen to their story, didn't want to put out the truth about how they had to, try and get back to normal, how they wished they totally regretted transitioning, and some of the things they did that were permanent, and story after story. But the mainstream media and most, even like, you know, most of the news does not tell these people's story.
No. They go hidden. Whatever the narrative is, whatever those at the top of the cultural Marxist pyramid, whatever they say, this is your narrative.
They will
go in lockstep. And I remember hearing these liberals talking and saying, if we say whatever we say, if we say it long enough, if we say it over and over, if we keep repeating it over
same
and over.
Thing, right?
Right.
Now, when you say that, it brings one to mind. There's a story by Bob Unruh out there. Stolen election. 72% of Democrats think Hillary Clinton lost because of Russian interference. 72% of these Democrats surveyed still think Hillary lost because Russia interfered in our election. If you say the same thing over and over again, the people will believe it. They kept talking about Russian collusion. It was how many years that they were doing that? And it's amazing to this day, looking down through that, there was a lot of even Republicans, 47% of likely U.S. voters thought it was likely that Russian interference changed the 2016 election. 26% say it's very likely. These were independents. This is proof that what they do works. These people hear something over and over and over and over again. It sticks in their head, and it becomes gospel to them. And it's proof that it does work, folks.
Even now today, after it's been disproven.
Totally disproven.
And amazing that the mainstream media doesn't really cover what's going on with the Durham report or the actual factual investigations that are disproving everything. That's so frustrating.
Well, every single day, Peter, we come out with more information on the election fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, they found ballots every day, and now you have a number now of Wisconsin that in Arizona now, you have a lot of them. They want to decertify that election. They want to decertify it.
Okay. Well, look, today, April 21st, World News Daily, complaint charges more than 300,000 Georgia ballots unverified.
Wow.
And
wow.
A new complaint now filed with the Georgia State Election Board charges that these were unreliably recorded on unverified poll closing tapes, reports just the news. Fulton County's advanced voting poll closing tapes are a fraudulent, uncertified, unsigned, and unchecked false representation of over 311,000 ballots that no court could legally accept. And this was filed by David Cross, who runs Election Truth in Georgia, and several other independent journalists are working with him.
Hey,
and,
Joe, you know, you had D.
When you said every day, here was today's fraud.
Yeah, every day. D in Illinois, female D in Illinois, pledged 100. Now, A male D in Virginia pledged 500, but we didn't get any pledges from those trans things out there. Just male and female. That's all that's been pledging here.
No trans people have donated. No.
Right, just male and female. No in-betweens, okay?
I kind of think our audience probably isn't full of a lot of people who are anti-Christ.
All righty. And we have anonymous pledges, $25. There you go. So,
thank you, one and all. And a lot of people, just remember, the Lord tells us to give as we are able. We get a lot of small $5, $10, $20 donations all the time. And trust me, folks, without your donations of that size, we would never make it. We get a lot of those, and we thank you, and we bless every one of you that's, God blesses you. We can just thank you. But the Lord says in Scripture, when you support a ministry like this that's doing His work, you get to share in all of the blessings of the ministry. And this ministry encompasses a Kingsword School of the Bible. There's a prison ministry, Right to Life. There are a couple of us that are involved in hospice. There's a trucking ministry, and what else am I forgetting? Anything that praises the Lord that's done by any of those groups within the ministry, any blessing, you get to share in it when you donate to the ministry. You have God's word on it, not mine.
All right, and don't get any better than that, than God's word. All right, now, for you folks out there that like to donate, but you're not on the Internet, so you can't go up to our website. And a lot of people out there, like Joe and I, we're not crazy about computers. We're really not, you know. If I had my way, if I could undo all of it, go back to the way things used to be before all of these computers and all of this came in, I would do that. I would do that, okay? And so, because there is so much, life was much better, much, much better back in the 50s, 60s, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors talked to each other. You had more for this Facebook stuff where I'm friends. I've got 500 people friending me on Facebook or something. And nobody knows anybody, really talks to them. They talk in emojis and little signs, and you don't get to know people at all. It's a very dehumanizing world, and it's getting worse. And around where we live, we still like to drop in and visit and have people over and really talk face-to-face without masks. It's a great thing.
And what about this? We used to go to places, and people would be there, like you said, talking. They wouldn't have these little smart-aleck phones.
No, and they would actually talk to one another.
Right. And right now, today, if by some chance a family should sit down at a dinner table, the children over there will all have smart-aleck phones in the
front. Oh, I see it at restaurants all the time. Even out here, there'll be five or six people. There'll be three or four of them at the table just staring at their phone, occasionally look up and say things. Everybody else looks back on their phone to go see what it is. It freaks me out.
I remember something a few years back, 4 or 5 years ago. We went to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. You were on the bus with us. And do you remember the woman that you were sitting next to, what she was doing?
Oh, yeah. There was something on that one of those phones all the time.
Well, you know, you said, because I was sitting there, and I says, your neighbor there is not very very much when it comes to conversation because she's been on that. And you said, that's not the strange part. Do you know who she's talking to? She was talking to the woman three seats in front of her.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
And I said, listen to this.
Why didn't they just switch places with somebody and talk?
That's what I remember, I was the one that came up with that.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you switch, you know, places there? But they didn't have to. They had their phones.
They didn't switch. They just kept on their phone.
The thing that's wonderful about teaching, maybe teaching at my age even, is I have five classes, and I have almost 100 students. They're all 20 years old. They grew up with they always had the internet. For the most part, they always had iPhones. Everything has always been connected, and their only frame of reference is having a cell phone or having some kind of internet connectivity. they get information almost instantaneously on each other through these social media sites, but what they can't do is they can't interview. They don't know, they don't have the social skills just to talk to somebody like we're talking right now. And I can't tell you the number of hours that I spend trying to coach students through the interview process so they can get jobs when they graduate. And that's to me, it really jumps out exactly what you guys are saying. When the rubber hits the road and they really have to engage with society.
How do they do research if everything is this instant gratification? I know when I research, I've got the library, Pastor Ernie, the library of books we read and study, and it takes time and a lot of concentration. And some of these young people I meet, their attention span is so limited. It seems like if something's more than a sentence or two, they can't sit down and read it.
Well, the research is wonderful. When I'm teaching class and I'm trying to get a fact, and I'll ask a student, "Hey, pull it up on your cell phone. Tell me what's what. Tell me what, you know, what's the stock price of Apple today, or what's going." You know, and instantaneous, we got it.
Yeah.
But lately, and more disconcerting is that I'm starting to not trust basic websites. And who's controlling those websites and what kind of information we're getting? Used to be Wikipedia, you could get a lot of information. Oh, now there's a bias and a slant.
Said it, don't use it anymore. He's
right.
Been compromised. It's
well, yeah, absolutely. Folks, we have approximately, Joe, we have approximately 33 minutes left. 888-281. We've got to hear from you. The phones have gone dead. Right now they're dead. They were going good for a while, but they're dead. 888-281-1110. You have these folks sitting back there waiting and hoping for a call. They want to take it. They want to help keep us on the air.
Yeah.
Or
I noticed this week I haven't heard it. We haven't had much from our Canadian viewers, and there's a couple states it seems like we haven't heard from.
We haven't heard tonight. We haven't heard from Texas. We haven't heard from, let me see. Let me look, make sure. No, I don't think we heard from Texas. We have not heard from Tennessee. We have not heard. We did hear from Arizona, I believe, yeah. We have not heard from Arkansas. Do we hear from Arkansas? No, we haven't heard from Arkansas.
California either, did we tonight?
I don't think we've heard from California tonight, did we? Do we hear from California? No, that's right. Folks, you know, nope. Well, we did get a couple from Pennsylvania, and we got a couple from Michigan. And so, folks, when we're telling you that we barely, just barely, stayed on some of these stations out there, we're not kidding. We're trying to tell you, you know, again, like Joe tells you often, we don't get paid for what we're doing. We're here as long as we can be here to warn you about what's going on. And you would be surprised how many letters we got from people thanking me from telling them about the poisonous poke, about the kill shot, the thing that they call a vaccine. All right, right now we are at, we need approximately 3,400 to go tonight. We are 3,400 short of our goal. And we have approximately 31 minutes to get that 3,400. So that's more than $100 a minute.
Yeah, it is. I've got some real good news. We've got some people fighting back. We now have a lot of Republican states. 21 Republican states are suing the Biden administration in court for a temporary restraining order to stop the Title 42 public health order to prevent them lifting it on the May 23rd rollback date. Three states started it. Arizona, Louisiana, and good old Missouri initially sued the Biden administration early this month to stop the move to end Title 42. And now we've had all these other states signing on. So now there are a total, what I say, of 21 now. So it sounds like there's some states starting to fight back against the federal government, stand up, do some things. We've got different states that are signing up to help work on the border crisis and We're seeing people stand now and fight the government, and that's what we need. We need you to, everybody out there, to realize everybody has a part they can play. They can, if you're old and crippled, you can be part of a prayer team. You can get involved, especially local politics, your local election, your election staff and poll watchers and what was I thinking? The other things, there's a, sometimes they have a, what, election commission, judge, there's a name I'm thinking, what is it? There's election judge, some states, they have different offices on the local level, and the Democrats are pouring out millions of dollars and training people to run for these jobs, to take these jobs, and I don't see this kind of thing happening on the Republican side, the conservative side. And this is going to be a battle in your local cities, counties, and state governments. And if the people don't get involved, it may not be the big victory everybody thinks. We're all
well. This is what we've been telling you. We've been warning you about. Okay,
right.
What happens? What happens with the Republicans? They have this tendency, like when Reagan was elected, they set back on their laurels. And once Trump was elected, you know, they kind of said, "Whoa." It's over. Yeah. You know, we've got Trump in there now. Surely he's going to be in there for another 8 years.
Right.
But we told him, remember on November 3rd of 2016, the very night that Trump won the election, we told him, remember, Joe, we said the next election in 2020, you will see election fraud unbelievable. It's going to be worse than anything you've ever seen. Okay. And we were exactly right. Exactly right. Why? How do we know that? Well, because you had all of these, you had little Marky Facebook telling people he was going to spend, and he spent what? Over 400,000.
400 million.
400 million. I mean, over 400 million to rig the election. And he has come out now and said he is not going to rig another election.
Well,
that,
yeah.
Nice of him.
That's what they said, yeah.
Connie in Minnesota pledged 300. Thank you, Connie. Arnold in Illinois pledges 150. Thank you, Arnold. Okay, I think this has put us down to under 3,000 now. Tony in Parma pledges 120. Lou in Michigan pledges 200. Very good. Thank you. Folks, we've got about, we've got actually only, let me see, 27 minutes left. And tonight's program to raise the rest of what we need to raise. And boy, so that again, that's about a dollar a minute, or about $100 a minute. $100 a minute, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like one of those bad phone call things. But anyway, we've got those 420 million Zucker bucks, you know, bought. That almost alone could have bought the election. Second, we had, because of the COVID, the government put all these mail-in ballots and allowed ballot harvesting, and we showed the pictures and told the stories about the people coming in, taking pictures of them, stuffing the ballots in the ballot boxes, and where there was supposed to be only one person with one ballot, and these guys had boxes of them. And then there was, of course, the information that the media hid about Hunter Biden and all the bad overseas business dealings and scandals before the election. And we know the Media Research Center said, hey, enough people were interviewed that said if they knew, had heard the news at the time, they would have not voted for Biden, and it was enough people to have swung the election. So right there, there's three things just there. Each one of them were enough to change the election by itself, let alone all three of them combined. So if somebody says, how do you know the election was stolen? Well, there's more proof. The liberal media just doesn't want to put it out there and show it to you.
Lou in Michigan pledges 200, and Jody in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Jody.
San Diego, we're finally hearing from
you. Yeah, so we got San Diego and Parma. Parma's not in Michigan, is it? I know. Parma's right down the road from where we're at here. No.
Yeah.
Okay, breaking. True of the votes, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. U.S. intelligence started tracking Americans after the 2020 election. Geo-tracking fence was set up around the Capitol before January 6th to catch people likely to attend the Trump rally. That's right. Trinovoca founder Catherine Engelbert and Greg Phillips spoke with Charlie Kirk on the Charlie Kirk Show to discuss the upcoming movie, Dinesh D'Souza movie, 2,000 Mules. 2,000, this is all about what they were doing with packing
election
those
fraud, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Which is based on the incredible work they did to find evidence of massive, massive, widespread voter fraud in the election. And again, you know, Fox News took a big shot in credibility, too, with that.
Yep.
Their credibility dropped down because you had people on there like Brett Baer, Sandra Smith, Neil Caputo, Chris Wallace. All of these were, they were going along with the narrative. And, but, you know, again, and we've said this over and over, they lied. They flat out lied. Now, 100% fed up. Engelbrecht explained how the dirty voter rolls, the mass mail-in voting campaign, and the outside influence of Mark Zuckerberg's 400 plus million was used to find the drop boxes used in primary Democratic stronghold districts in the 2020 election. Phillips, who had been working with Engelbrecht for years, told Kirk that about how tips they received led them to look deeper into cities like Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Wisconsin, and Arizona. We started to put together the sort of pattern that each of the challenges that everybody seemed to be most up in arms about, and some basic pieces that seemed to be the same, Phillips said. He explains you had ballot collectors, people out knocking on doors to collect ballots. A set of collectors, a collection point, or a stash house for all the ballots. The billing, the bundling of the ballots, and then the casting of the ballots. But what we were calling mules in the drop boxes, Philip told Kirk, this is a conspiracy. This is organized crime. That's exactly what it is. It's organized crime.
Pictures of some of those drops and the pictures of these people taking their cell phones and, you know, taking a picture of all the ballots they were stuffing in so they could get paid for it. And that was on film, but being radio, we couldn't show it. We told people about the films. But how many of you saw on any of the major media those films being shown to the public? Like,
yeah,
I don't remember seeing anything on the media. You had to go on the internet to find them.
I sort of wonder how much longer this is going to trickle out, because I thought we were told for the last year and a half that this was the big lie. And, you know, and those words are actually, those are the red flag for me. When I read an article and somebody talks about the big lie, or somebody does a news story about the big lie, I want to say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute here. I can even accept that maybe there wasn't an election fraud, but don't you think we ought to take a look? And I personally think there was fraud involved, but don't you think we ought to take a look? And this information keeps trickling out every day. There's another news article or story about what's happened that tarnished the 2020 election. It really has to be bothersome, and why they just ignore it in the mainstream media is beyond me.
Well, it's not beyond you. They're owned by the,
of course,
they're owned by the, they're the so-called mainstream media is simply a part of the Democratic Communist Collective. Okay,
yeah.
They're, you know, so here, I miss
never
them.
Admit the truth. They
okay.
Never gonna admit that there wasn't Russia collusion, that Trump wasn't working with the Russians.
Okay.
Never, ever stop.
You got to pull it back down where I can see. Ready? No. Peter in Portland pledged 200. Anthony in Mesquite, Texas pledges 200. Beverly in Cleveland pledges 200. Wanda in Texas pledges 1,000.
Wow.
Anonymous in Boston pledges 50. And BT in Cleveland pledges 300. All right, praise the good Lord. It's coming in. Thank you.
You know, Peter, when you were just talking about the lies coming in, MSNBC, this was today, Nicole Wallace, compared what Governor DeSantis and Youngkin, their education bills, she compared it to Russians soldiers raping children.
Jeez.
Think about that. It was dehumanizing what they're doing to the children. It's like they were being raped. They're dehumanizing them. and how cruel they are to the children, and it's like they're doing war tactics, you know.
Wow. These people continue to get a platform. I just don't understand it.
Daily.
Yeah. Wow. It's just so wrong.
Well, they call it the Don't Say Gay Bill, but I've read the bill. We've read it a lot on the radio. It has nothing to do with not saying gay. The word gay can be said in the classroom. If a child brings it up, the teacher can answer it. They're just saying we're not going to teach this kind of thing to children under the third grade.
We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on the immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we're back. We are back. And listen to this, folks. Trump endorsed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake on securing southern border. As governor, I will not take any orders from Joe Obama Biden. He is illegitimate. That election was a sham. Here's a truthful lady. And boy, she's a pretty one, too. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake recently appeared on The Real America with Dan Ball to discuss the invasion of our southern border in Arizona, where thousands are pouring into our country each day. And see, there's See, what's happening there, Joe Obama is bringing them in. The idea there's going to be, they're going to get the word, okay, to burn, loot, and murder. When they get the word, this is the whole idea. They've got to find a way. And you don't suppose by any chance that, like in January 6th, where the 20-something FBI agents was found behind that, and like in Michigan, too, that you're going to have the deep state, the dark state, the FBI, and the CIA involved in using these to bring down this country, to bring down the very country they live in.
Security people there. They were Homeland Security agents as well.
The gateway reported that the massive waves of illegal immigrants are preparing to storm the southern border. Joe Obama Biden ends the Trump era 42 on May 23rd. 18,000 people per day over the 500,000 per month are expected to invade the United States. Many of these people are dangerous criminals and victims of human trafficking. Now listen to this, because there's only a few of us that know this. But when a country is invaded, it's an act of war.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yep.
But you see, a lot of people out there, la-la landers, they're clueless. They don't understand, because they've been dumbed way on down. I mean, dumbed way, way on down by the fake news media.
Well, the media doesn't cover the border stories, and then somebody like Fox that does, they give the stories of those that get caught. And people forget that about 60,000 people a month are what they call gotaways, while they're busy handling the women, children, and the babies and all this stuff. There's hundreds of miles of border that are vacant. And we talked the other night about how the cartels have all these drones, and they can find where there's nobody guarding. This is where they send all the young men over, all the drugs, all the problems. 60,000 people a month, the gotaways. Think about that. And they're coming from 144 different countries in the world. We have no idea who they are. But this is mostly where they get pictures of them sometimes from drones. They are young, single men sneaking through. Now, that could be an army of trained, you know, assassins, trained saboteurs. We have no idea. And somebody said, well, you're thinking the worst. Well, you're people who are the Homeland Security are supposed to be thinking of things like that, protecting us from the worst things that could happen. That's 600, that's almost a million gotaways a year. It's close to it. Because that's only a guess they have. It could be more, you know, it might be less, but it could be up to a million people. That to me is a frightening thought. Isn't that to you guys?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think the rank and file in Homeland Security really want to do the job correctly, but it's the top guys in the administration that are running that agency. And I just think we have to recognize that. They were doing a good job when Trump was at the helm, and in comes Biden, and in comes replacements, and everything just goes to pot right away.
Anything Trump did, we've got to destroy. We cannot let anything Trump did stand. That seems to be the Biden agenda.
It's that's the Trump narrative. That's the progressive narrative. Okay. You see, again, one of the things about Putin, we're not in any way, supporting Putin, but one of the reasons that they are so against him is because he is anti-one world order. He is anti-Trump, is anti-one world order. There's a few out there, hungry presidents, that are anti-new world order. And they believe in the sovereignty of the countries. So, and of course, all of us are anti-new world order. It's the Antichrist globalist system. All righty, there you go. Now, you talk about keeping it out of the media. Exclusive, Hunter Biden was accessing Defense Department systems, and his government's password was his favorite men's clothing store in Beverly Hills. That's right. Now, you see, this guy has committed high treason. He has committed high treason. The problem, the reason he can commit high treason and get away with it, is because we do not have a Department of Justice. We do not have a Justice Department.
Well,
again,
justice, maybe.
We don't have a JOD. We don't have a Department of Justice, DOJ or whatever. Merrick Garland, Merrick Garland is, well, he's crooked as the rest of the department. He's He's a dirty cop. I hate to have to say it. I don't like to use those words, but he is. He's bought and paid for.
Even the Secret Service, Hunter Biden was flying all over, and Air Force Two, all over the world doing different business deals. And what was it? All of a sudden, the Secret Service lost all the records, couldn't find the records of his trips or flights or anything. Come on. I mean, the government's redundancy and record-keeping. They just basically knew he was flying around doing things, and they just kept their mouth shut because, well, he's Hunter Biden. We can't say anything, so we had a whole government to just close their eyes to all kinds of horrible things. And
all right.
I hate to be one of them, have to not be able to talk and tell the truth.
All righty, Joe. We right now are about, we're about 500 short. We're about 500 short of our goal right now, yeah. About 500. Actually, it's about 530 short of our goal right now. And so,
well, someone folks out there, I bet, will rise up and help us tonight. We've got to not only make our goal, but we need to try and catch up a little bit, because for two nights we got pretty far behind, and we still have to try and make that up tonight and tomorrow, if possible, folks.
All righty. I want to say two things very quickly for you folks out there. That are not on the internet, and I know a lot of you are not on the internet. You're like me, and I am at my office in the church, and that we have to be. But we have an address, and the address for the church is Doers of the Word, or the radio ministry is WRWL. It's simply WRWL, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781. Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, Road, Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y. That's N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. Again, W-R-W-L at 14781, Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. We really need to hear from you. After this week, folks, we won't be doing all this again for another month. So, also, don't forget to visit our website, wrwl.org, to view our sermons, listen to our radio shows, and sign up for our free newsletters.
And hide the children, because you'll know why people say we have the face for radio when you see our pictures on the website.
Right. But listen, that newsletter, it is good. We get a lot of compliments. We send in new articles that they do not want you to, the information they do not want you to have, okay? And
do what I do. I take mine when I get it. I make copies. You can hand them out at church. You can hand them out to your friends and neighbors. You can hand them out at work. And, you know, one newsletter becomes 40, 50. It saves the ministry a lot of money, and we reach, maybe 10 times the people, maybe more. So go and do likewise.
All right, look to this, Joe. Remember, we played a clip here about 2 weeks ago about a fellow that had the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell.
Yeah,
and
he's over in one of the foreign, Sweden or somewhere. Or
yeah.
Norway.
Pardon?
I can't remember which country.
Okay. Denmark.
Denmark, thank you.
Oh, he wants me to give the numbers out. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110.
That's for specially plastic, folks.
Right.
Using a debit card or credit card.
And the other number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Craig's leaning back with his hands behind his head, sitting there comfortable. He shouldn't be that comfortable. You got to get calling him. Make him answer that telephone, okay?
Right. He's getting paid by the hour. Let's make him work a little.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, VIP elite panic. They panic as laptop from hell contents to be released to the public. Powerful politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and members of the British royal family are likely very, very nervous right now as the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell are set to be made public.
because they found a lot of things that Hunter thought he deleted, but they're still on the hard drive.
Yep.
This is what that, I can't think of the guy's name that's doing it, but he is finding a huge trove of information that the government apparently couldn't find, but he can.
Yeah, this was an IT specialist that could recover deleted files.
Right.
That's, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name either.
Can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that when you do it on national radio, can't think of a name. But I'll probably 1 o'clock in the morning, it'll come to me, you know.
Margaret pledges $50 in Minnesota. There you go. Okay. Margaret pledges $50 in Minnesota. All right. We have about, we have approximately 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left.
Yeah, one quick story. Too often people think this is just all these things are happening in the United States. Well, most everything that's happening here is happening in Europe. Like, for example, right now in the United Kingdom, they were putting out a family sex show aimed at kids. And it's finally at children 5 and over. Really, literally 5 and over. A theater company. It was called An Alternative to Porn. And it was to help little kids learn about sex, porn, masturbation stuff, and nudity. And finally, the people rose up and had such a backlash that they shut the thing down. 38,000 people signed a petition. Children should not be desensitized to the sight of naked bodies or introduced to topics about adult sexual pleasure, and on and on and on. They are fighting the same fight over there as we are here, and some of the people in jolly old England are waking up. They've been had, and their schools were doing the same garbage to their children. They're waking up also. So it's not just here. This is the one world order. They're doing the same thing in France and Germany and England that they're trying here, folks. So know it for what it is. Know the truth, and it will set you free.
It's the coming in, the ushering in of the Antichrist world system. This is the ushering in. And I know there are people out there that are saying this is the tribulation period. Well, it's not the great tribulation period, but I think we are very, very close to the start of that.
Right. And birthing pains are starting.
Right. And so, you know, when I truly believe the church will be gone when that starts. God's word, the Bible.
Got a name for you, Joe. It's Jack Maxey. He has 450 gigabytes of deleted material. 450 gigabytes. So
yeah,
just,
that's a bunch, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And he's been hiding to be able to get it. No, he's not. He's not in. He was in Switzerland. That's where he's at. He's in Switzerland.
Yep. But he is kind of hiding. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, he's
trying to be protected from powers that be. I think there's some people that like to have found him, but he's putting all this. He's going to put it out, and once it's out there, there's no way to stop it. Once it's on the internet,
there's a number of people, Joe, right now that we hit on the radio program. These virologists that are in hiding right now.
Mm-hmm. So, they've been telling the truth.
Well, we're out of time. We're getting up to time for tonight, and I want to thank you for being here with us tonight, Peter.
Thank you. It's a real privilege. I mean, you're an icon, a beacon to all of us, so I can't believe how fortunate I am to be asked to come on.
Well, we're glad to have you here and keep doing the good work that you're doing on that school board, okay?
Thank you.
And also, especially over there, teaching the young minds, molding them. It's great to have you there. Well, Joe, God has answered our prayer. We got a big one. We got a $10,000 donation,
wow.
or pledge, rather, $10,000 pledge. So,
wow.
Praise God. And that is from Florida. That's from Florida, and he wants to remain anonymous. So praise the good Lord for that. Amen.
God says don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, and it sounds like a man who knows his scripture. So we... God will bless you. We can thank you, but the Lord is the one that says you'll lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven.
All right, and plus we got Enrique in New York pledges $7.10.
Right.
Okay, thank you, Enrique, too.
Thank you. Hey, there's people that $7 or $10 is harder for a lot of people to donate than thousands to others.
You've got approximately that. 4 minutes, Joe. How much do we have? Four? Okay, we got about 3 minutes, Joe.
Okay.
Tell us how we can avoid hell and get to heaven.
Will do. First, I'm going to read a little scripture out of 1 Peter. And he's saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope, a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God's saying that he sent his Son to be that Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world for those of us who would believe on him, believe that he was the Messiah, that he came from the Father, that he died in our place, and he's made an offer of mercy that if we, you know, call upon the Father. And Scripture tells us, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. We see that in John 3:3. And we all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. We're all sinners. We need a Savior. So if we call upon the Father, if we truly repent, a heartfelt repentance that our sins put Jesus on that cross, we ask for forgiveness, we will be forgiven. And then what do? We ask Jesus Christ to become Lord of our life, all of our life, without reservation. We ask him to give us that indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that, when that happens, that is our spiritual baptism, because Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. What? By the power of the Holy Spirit, we become then with the indwelling, we become a child of God, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And we become that new creation, that new spiritual creature, and we have our down payment on everlasting life.
You know, Joe, we had a prayer request tonight,
for,
and I think I misplaced it. I had here. It was for, I got it right here. And so we want to just pray for Clint. Clint works at WW00W. And he has a brain tumor, so we're asking right now, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Clint up and ask Father God, Lord, that you would touch him, that you might he might receive a complete and total healing. You would hedge him around about, and at this time, too, and be a comfort to him and his family. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Bless him in every way, Father.
Right, and he works at 00W or OOW there in Chardon. Thank you. And God bless. We're just about out of time now. So how much time do we have? Okay. Thanks again for being here, Peter. And
thank you.
Joe, it's that time where we always say, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learn a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And Rip and Pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com. Yay!